This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate these headlines because then everybody uses it as an excuse to not go and do what they need to do. So, okay, flu season is here. We've already had some states report flu activity. I think there's even been a couple deaths already reported with the flu. So now's the time for all of us to get off our tushies and go get the flu shot. Well, we get a report today from the World Health Organization that our flu shot may be a mismatch where it might not have the correct strains. Like, no. Like, okay. But let me explain this. Nothing to panic about. It's still a good flu shot. It's a fantastic flu shot. Okay. So basically what happens when they figure out the flu and what how to make the flu shot is they look at the southern hemisphere, and we usually look at Australia because Australians are really, really cool, and they don't mind us looking. The other countries like, butt out. But Australia's like, you know, come on. Come into our Outback Steakhouse. I love Australians because they came up with Outback Steakhouse. I just love the Australians. They're like my peeps. So we see what happens in Australia, and we go, okay, well, you know, that looks like the flu circulating the southern hemisphere. It hits the southern hemisphere first, and then it goes up to the northern hemisphere. So why don't we, you know, make our flu shot very similar to what's going on in Australia or some of the other countries in the southern hemisphere? The problem is the team that meets to decide on which strain to select has to do it in February of, for us, September for the Southern Hemisphere. So think about that. If in February, the Northern Hemisphere team figures out what shot we need, Australia and the Southern Hemisphere hasn't even really hit flu season yet. They don't hit flu season till our summer. So we're basically having to pick our flu shot before we even see what the hell is going on with the flu. And understandably so, because companies have to make the flu, you know, they have to make the vaccine. They don't have to make the flu, but they have to capture the flu, make the flu vaccine. So the decision to make the type of flu vaccine has to be done early. So they even tried to, from what I understand, put it off. They're like, look, we aren't really 100% sure on which H3N2 virus. And if you remember the H3N2, our flu shot covers H1N1, the swine flu that really hit us hard in 2009. H3N2, influenza A, which was really nasty 2 years ago, and influenza B. And then there's another influenza B for the quadrivalent. That's the one that I can't say on air. It's spelled P-H-U-K-E-T. I'm going to just pronounce it Phuket, but it's pronounced the other way. Like, just Phuket. Okay, but I didn't say it. I didn't say short U. I said long U. So that's the quadrivalent. Okay, so we basically try to cover ourselves from H1N1 and the, you know, the strains hopefully accompanied within that, H3N2 and 2Bs, with the quadrivalent for the 3-valent, 2As, 1B. So with the H3N2, we really want to get that sucker right. Unfortunately, it's a very nasty virus. It's a very pesky one. It's a very highly mutating one, mutatable one. So H3N2 can have a whole variety of different viral strains. And they think that the sucker, you know, has evaded what the experts predicted. So what that means is our flu vaccine, our trivalent flu vaccine, which is probably the one you guys are going to get, may have two of the three strains not optimal. Now, does that mean you don't get the flu shot? Hell no, you get the flu shot. Because remember, what the flu shot is, and we're not talking about the nasal spray. I'm talking about the flu shot. The flu shot is where they take the vaccine or they take the virus and they kill it. And they use its, like, wall or shape to stimulate our immune system. So a strain change might have a different wall or different shape or different antigens to prime our immune system. But for some of our immune systems, we're like, you know what? I don't care. It all looks bad. Fine. Whatever comes my way, I'll attack it. For other immune systems, we're like, nah, this doesn't look 100%. I'm going to pass. So for some of us, that flu shot is really going to be fine. The flu shot's going to do what it needs to do. The flu virus is going to come. And mind you, we're going to be hit with a variety of strains. When flu comes, it's not just one strain. There's a variety of them. So I still think our flu shot's going to be effective. And then how effective? Well, how effective is good? The average flu shot, in terms of having good efficacy, is about 60%. We're never really usually above that. A couple years ago, our flu shot was only at about like 23%. So that wasn't our finest day in medicine. But get this, if it's, let's say, 23% effective, and that means if 100 people get exposed to the flu and 23 people won't, as far as I'm concerned, that's still wonderful. Even if we had a 1% effective shot, I'd be for it. I know people say, well, there's side effects with the flu shot. Very, very rarely. Very rarely are there side effects, just like with anything else. But saving 23% or 40% or even 10%, to me, is still worth it. Now, a lot of people say, well, the flu shot gives me the flu. Okay, this is what I think happens with that. Because some of you swear, I have family members that go, the flu shot makes them sick. Well, a few things happen if that's the case. Number one is you got the flu shot too late. You were already exposed to the flu. So by the time you got the flu shot, you didn't have enough time to prime your immune system. And basically, it takes at least a couple weeks. The other thing is you started to develop your immune response to the flu shot, and it just kind of makes you feel achy. It makes you feel sick, but it wasn't really official flu where your temperature went up to 104. You're being a weenie. Yeah, I mean, sorry. Listen, I get the flu shot because when I get a flu, I'm a weenie. So I de-weenie eyes with my flu shot. Signs and symptoms of the flu, I mean, you could tell the time of day when that flu starts. People will say it happened at 3:35 p.m. It happens very abruptly because the viral load just kind of basically explodes and goes all over, and you feel it, and your immune system comes into play. So you get high fever, you could get cough, you could get body aches, you could be fatigued, you could get sore throat, you could get sneezing, you could get vomiting, diarrhea, you just feel like crap. So in essence, take this WHO, World Health Organization report, with a grain of salt. You still need to get the flu shot, but still avoid people by at least 6 feet, wash your hands, don't go to work when you're sick, get plenty of fluids, sleep, rest, and listen to your doctor or medical provider, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I thought our attitudes were supposed to be, we do not deal with terrorists, we do not give in to terrorists. Well, unfortunately, an Alabama-based health system had to pay off hackers because they were attacked in a ransomware attack, and it disrupted operations at three hospitals beginning on Tuesday morning. This is according to a Saturday report by Tuscaloosa News. The news closely follows an FBI warning that the number of sophisticated attacks on businesses and state and local governments is continuing to climb. So basically, these ransomware attacks will, I guess, encrypt entire file systems, and then attackers demand ransom payments, usually in cryptocurrency, to provide the correct encryption key. And they say in the last few years, according to Gizmodo, targeted ransomware attacks on businesses demanded big payouts, and they are now probably one of the biggest targets of cybersecurity, specialists. In the Alabama incident, medical staff in hospitals in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Fayette were forced to switch to a manual paper system to track patient data while the systems were down. All three hospitals had to divert all but the most critical new patients to other area healthcare centers for the duration of the outage. Now, we don't know how much was paid, and, you know, the media does want to keep that under wraps because they don't want to incite other cyber criminals to do this. But spokesman Brad Fisher said on Saturday morning that the company had teams working constantly to undo the damage, and no patient information was compromised. A data breach on Friday at UAB Medicine in Birmingham, in which hackers unsuccessfully tried to steal automatic payroll deposits, appeared to be unrelated. Wow, hackers trying to steal automatic payroll deposits. Wow, they could do anything, I think. They have the ability to do anything. They say, we work with law enforcement and IT security experts to assess all options and executing the solution we felt in the best interest of our patients and in alignment with our health system's mission. Now, that is Fisher is, I believe, from the health system, and I guess they're trying to explain why they gave in. This includes purchasing a decryption key from the attackers to expedite system recovery and help ensure patient safety for ongoing security reasons. We will be keeping confidential specific details about the investigation and our coordination with the attacker. So they'll keep confidential, meaning they're not going to tell us what's going on. So they say that the company is working with IT teams to use our own DCH backup files to rebuild certain system components after they obtained a decryption key. So my concern is, didn't they have a backup system already? DHC will continue redirecting patients to other institutions in the meantime, and this is a time-intensive process. So you guys know more about computers than I do. All I know is when I had medical office, I had paper charts. And as we were starting to go electronic, this was before I left to go teach, we were starting to do the process of electronic. I just was kind of overwhelmed with how our patient data would be kept safe. You have to scan it into the system, or by fax, or by, you know, when faxes come in, like labs, etc., it gets uploaded. Then it gets uploaded into a system, and then you have to move the file, and, you know, I'm like, oh, wait a second. You know, can my staff accidentally screw up? And if they don't put the lab in with the file, how will I know? And being old school, I found the whole computer process very intimidating, where if I can't look at my labs and I can't identify what's wrong, you know, if I can't, you know, at a hit of a button, see everything I need to, just give me paper. And so we basically aborted the electronic health record process a few times before we finally agreed to start doing it. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it, and I just didn't know how secure it was going to be. I thought there'd be mistakes. You know, I thought that a file would get into the system, and if I didn't see it, if it wasn't put in a file to be read by the doctor, that it would never get looked at. And, you know, a lot of lawsuits that happen out there, it's not so much because the doctor is stupid or the doctor, you know, didn't know his or her medicine. It's they never got to look at a lab. So the lab was abnormal, and it sat there somewhere. So I didn't want that in a computer setting. And I can't tell you how many patients call me saying, I haven't heard back. My doctor did labs. I haven't heard back. Now, many EHR systems are a little bit more sophisticated, where they will flag an account or there'll be an alarm, although they say these are unread labs. But again, you can have a rogue employee going, I want to get out of here on Friday. Let me just move them over. I don't know. And so, you know, at least with paper, I could say, you know what, just reprint everything. Just reprint the labs. And then I could just look at the labs, which is what I used to do. I used to look directly at the labs, then I would look at them again in the charts. And I would just double do because I didn't want to miss anything. So, you know, should we pay out these ransomware attackers? Brett Callow, a spokesman for cybersecurity firm Emsisoft, told Gizmodo payouts are the fuel that drive ransomware attacks. The only way to stop attacks is to make them unprofitable. That isn't to say impacted entities should never pay. An organization like a hospital may have little choice in the matter, but rather that they should bolster their security to avoid being impacted in the first place. So most hospitals have great security systems. Is it that the security isn't good enough? Is it that whatever system you think you have that is the best of the best ends up not actually being current 5 months down the line or a year down the line? And, you know, most security systems, you do have to do an update. We have an update to our security system. We have an update. So you keep updating, just like antivirus. You guys, like me, my computer always goes, you need to update your antivirus. I go, we just did that 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about? But because there are security measures in place. So earlier this month, MSSoft released a report indicating that in the first 9 months of 2019, at least 621 government entities, healthcare service providers, school districts, colleges, and universities have been subject to ransomware attacks. 621 ransomware attacks. That means every month we're having, what, 70? 80? That's a problem. The cost of the attacks are not possible to estimate due to lack of publicly available data, but they think we're looking at the tens of millions or hundreds of millions. 491 of the attacks were on healthcare providers. Healthcare providers, so 491 of the 621 is healthcare. Why is healthcare such a huge draw? Well, because, I think the healthcare system is still kind of in a state of, we don't look like we have our acts together. You have, it's a huge industry. You have lots of people needing access. See, government officials, only certain people have access. But in healthcare systems, so, usually everybody in the building, you know, and anybody that, you know, has access to medical records has access. So I think the access is less encrypted. That's my guess. So Louisville, Kentucky got attacked. There was a dental offices, apparently a cloud management service, Percy Soft, reported hundreds of dental offices attacked. A hospital in Wyoming was attacked. So when the average patient goes, I'm not going to tell you anything that's going into my chart. I want to keep it private. So just take my word for it. I need this. I need that. You're going to run into some problems because doctors can't write antibiotics. They can't write narcotics. They can't write certain things. And you, on the other end, don't want to be overly open because you're afraid that that data is not going to be secure, that other people can access it. And so we kind of have this state of distrust. We have the state of, well, I'm not going to tell people that. I'm not going to tell people the nitty-gritty. You know how many doctors out there are scared to death that if they get a finger stick, where in the cybersphere there's going to be that data if they got exposed to something? A doctor having HIV can kill their practice. So a doctor's not really going to want to be open about that. Now, you can use pseudonyms. I mean, I'm sure Hollywood stars have pseudonyms, you know, when they go, you know, because otherwise somebody could access Tom Cruise's or Brad Pitt's medical records. And if that's their stage name, my guess is they have regular names. But some stars, that's just their name. And that's just, you know. So, our lack of protection, our lack of faith, hospital systems have very expensive anti-ransomware. So my guess is these people were just smarter than their company that, that they hired for the ransomware. So MSSoft encourages institutions and individuals facing the attack to use free services available on their website and ID ransomware to check whether the specific type and version of the malware involved has already been cracked. So if they have a type of malware and it's been cracked already before, they need to switch it up. It's a pain in the butt. Maybe we just need to go back to paper. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon is concerned about the president's decision to pull back U.S. forces in northern Syria. The move allows Turkey to invade and go after the Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State. Currently, the Kurds are guarding thousands of Islamic State detainees. They will soon leave these positions to go north to fight the Turks. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true."
A second whistleblower has come forward on the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Democrats are arguing that this adds more credence to the first whistleblower's complaint because the second one has direct knowledge of some of the events that were detailed in the first whistleblower's complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, baby. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court is going to be deciding on protections for LGBTQ employees. Now, the advocates say that there are too many states where gender identity and sexual orientation are not protected under law. You would think the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission enforces all Title VII's, I guess, is it Title VII? Protections where gender identity and sexual orientation is, regardless of the law of any particular state. But apparently courts are split on whether the federal government can step in. I guess this is the question that the Supreme Court is being asked to decide. They're going to be hearing three cases, two on sexual orientation and one on gender identity. So basically, there's one of the cases, I guess, is there's a couple that lived in Billings, Montana. And Casey and Kathleen. And they have a 4-year-old foster daughter. And she got placed with them. And Casey has, they already have an 11-year-old son. And they live in Billings, Montana. And they had, I guess, moved to Billings, from what I understand. And 5 Montana cities have local non-discrimination ordinances on the basis of sexual orientation. Billings, the state's largest city, doesn't. Nor does the state have a law that protects LGBTQ from discrimination in housing, employment, or public accommodations. And apparently, we still live in a society where there are the discrimination in housing, etc. And so, I'm not exactly sure what happened. They're not really going into where they had maybe issues getting into. I don't have the case in front of me, and the article isn't really going into what happened to them. But apparently, she had found a house that worked. One of the Kathleen did, and the landlord handed her an application, and they met the standard requirements for renting the house. And then I guess they asked who her partner was. And then they told the truth. And from what we understand, they couldn't get into that place to live. 2 years later, she landed a job at a local auto dealership. Most people were nice, but the owner's son called her names. And so she put up with it, right? And then, you know, so she lived in an area where I guess she felt persecuted. And she was obviously persecuted. And so the dealership has not commented on her allegation, and she has called the Montana State Employment Office, but she ends up actually getting put on probation and then later fired. Now, she asked him, why am I being fired? I've never been in trouble. I showed up to work. And she said that he said, it's because the owner does not like that you're gay. So now we have a court case. Now, I you know, whenever you hear stories like this, you're like, okay, are we getting the full, you know, story? I too many times you've had people out there that have lied and said, yeah, they said I don't get the job because I'm a woman. And the employer never really said that, you know, or they said they didn't like me because I was a Jew or I was black or I was Hispanic. You know, rarely does an employer say that. However, if somebody can prove that everybody else got treated a certain way or promoted, and you were the only one that didn't when you did the exact same work and you did nothing wrong, they have a case on discrimination. And the thought that bias and discrimination doesn't exist in the country, in this country, is wrong. It is. You know? I can't tell you how many times I've been to small towns, and, you know, I love small town folk, but every now and then somebody will just kind of let loose and say a word that they're not supposed to say. And I'm like, you can't say that anymore. And they're like, well, I don't mean anything from it. I go, but you know, you can't say, in big city, we don't say that word anymore. And so, you know, whether it's because certain biases still pervade, or if it's because, you know, some people just think that, you know, I mean, there are words for Jews out there that people don't realize are kind of really, really bad. But they say it because their Jewish friends said it. Well, no, can't do that. You know, that's why, you know, we really need to kind of figure out how we're going to handle, you know, kids singing songs of rap lyrics and things like that, because they're saying, you know, there are words in these lyrics that we can't say, but they're in the lyrics and kids are confused. And so they sing the song and they say it and they, you know, he's my blank. Like, no, 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 you can't say that. You know, and so there's also a lot of confusion, but I'm not going to be naive. You know, there are people out there that really have a problem with you based on a whole variety of things. You know, I mean, I've been in, you know, work environments where, you know, they were just jealous or they were, you know, they just, you know, I guess wanted to be the one to shine. And with my personality, you know, I don't really lay low. So, you know, whether it's a bias against my beliefs, whether it's a bias against my gender, whether it's a bias against, you know, my being heterosexual, whether it's a bias towards whatever, you know, people will have biases. Now, laws are supposed to be there, out there, to prevent these biases from happening, you know. You can't be fired for being ugly. You can't be fired for being fat. You can't be fired for being tall. You can't be fired for being short. But there's no way that the law really protects against all that. Now, if she has proof that somebody said, yeah, you're being fired because you're gay, she's got one heck of a suit. And that's what we're seeing with, you know, now the Supreme Court, making sure that all states are on the same page. But, you know, a lot of employers are a little bit more sly about firing you. And so if you do think that you are being, you know, fired because of your identity or your gender or your, you know, your religious beliefs, then, you know, you do have a right to complain. Now, you know, where do we see workplace discrimination not stopped? Well, you know, you have places out there where they only hire good-looking waitresses. I'm not going to name any names, but these waitresses have to have a certain build, certain look, you know? Do they offer jobs to non-good-looking, busty people? Yeah, they do. So that's probably how they save themselves from getting in trouble. So if somebody who's more flat-chested and not very good-looking wants a job, they might put them into a different role in that job, but is that still discrimination? Because if you can make more money as a server and you don't get to do that role, does that, you know, is that discrimination? Same thing with gyms, you know, if you are, you know, overweight and you don't kind of fit that gym look, you know, are they really going to want you up at the front desk? And so they might put you in another role, but there's a good chance you might not be hired. There, you know, we talked about for years how, you know, overweight discrimination is out there, where if you're overweight, you are less likely to get the job. There was a study I told you guys about years ago where they looked at blondes and brunettes with glasses and without glasses. And the brunette with glasses got the job over the brunette without glasses, over the blonde with glasses, and over the blonde. Now, another sort of discrimination we're starting to see is the flip side, where people are so afraid of being accused of discrimination. They are so afraid of, if they had to fire you, that they could be in trouble, that they won't hire you in to begin with. Same thing with women. If they think that they're going to be stuck with maternity pay and, you know, not allowing you to breastfeed and, you know, somebody harassing you and somebody accidentally looking at your cleavage when they, you know, didn't mean to, when they'd be accused, some boss is like, you know what, forget it, let's just hire the guys. And so we're starting to hear of this little uptick of employers playing it safe so that they don't have cases. And so, you know, personally, I think we need to be a society where we get this, you know, kind of solved already. I mean, it's stupid that we have, you know, institutions out there that so easily discriminate and openly, and they do. But we are going to see the other side where people want to play it so safe because of the laws that they just don't hire anybody that doesn't fit their, you know, their kind of more safety net. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. So good news, we have a 9-point drop in cholesterol seen among U.S. children. Cholesterol can be high even as babies. And years ago, they had recommended that kids be tested between the ages of 2 and 10 to see if they have high cholesterol. If there's high cholesterol in the family. Now, they changed those recommendations, but I had decided to check on my kids, and their cholesterol was a little high. And I was like, okay, we are done with mac and cheese. We are done with chicken fingers. We are done with burgers. We're going to eat more fish. One of my kids was like, hey, I love fish. The other kid was like, are you kidding me? And that was rough. But they said the average cholesterol for U.S. youths dropped 9 points in less than 2 decades. down from 164 milligrams to 155 milligrams. For adults, we want you way below 200. And that's according to research published in JAMA. Based on data from a nationally representative group of 26,000 from the ages of 6 to 19, they found that levels of bad cholesterol, the LDL, fell, while levels of good cholesterol, HDL, went up. So that's a good sign. Now, I think, you know, we get a lot of credit for cutting sugar back, yelling at people that sugar is bad, telling parents to stop giving kids food to go or junk food for dinner. But, you know, we also need to be very honest about cholesterol and our cholesterol needs. We do need cholesterol. Cholesterol is important. The reason why our liver makes cholesterol, our muscle does too, is because it's to build cells. And you need your liver producing cholesterol. It helps brain function. It helps cell function. The problem is when we have excess cholesterol from what we eat, that could cause problems. So you don't need to purposely eat cholesterol. Yes, a lot of animal fat will have it, and in caveman days you would eat some animal fat, which would help supplement if your liver wasn't making enough. But if you have excess, it deposits. And your HDL is kind of like the, you know, sanitation department. They're the ones that kind of go and pick up the extra LDL and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. If you don't have enough HDL or good cholesterol, then the lipid buildup, that cholesterol buildup just builds up on blood vessels, builds up around organs, etc. So they looked at young people's cholesterol levels. Measurements were recorded from 1999 to 2016 for your total cholesterol level, your HDL, your LDL, your non-HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, which are kind of like a type of fat, and then your apolipoprotein B, which is a component of LDL. And for half of the youths, all cholesterol levels were still considered the normal range. But 15% of young children and 25% of adolescents had at least one level unhealthy. So if our kids at that level between the ages of 6 to 11 and 11 to 19 have cholesterol issues, what do you think their future is going to be like as a 40-year-old male or a 50-year-old female? So are these kids getting enough exercise? Is it genetics? Is it that they're not eating healthy? So we need to basically have cholesterol discussions, not when you're 40, but when you're 4. Kids need to know what are bad foods. And, you know, it's really, the funny thing is this is a real easy problem to solve. Okay, kids work by mimicry. And when they're really young and they think their parents are God, they'll watch what parents do. You know, so I, really bad, okay, I like, you know, chocolate chip cookie dough, raw cookie dough. So I guess one of my kids had seen me go in with a spoon to do that. So the next day he did. I caught him in the, not the cookie jar, but in the raw cookie dough tub eating raw cookie dough. And I'm like, no, that's bad. And he looked at me, but you do it in your mom, and, you know, you're a goddess. And I'm like, I know I am. I mean, he didn't say that, but the confusion on his look like, but mommy, you do it. And you're a doctor, and you're my mommy, and they're confused. Which means you need to, you know, set an example. Same thing with marijuana. There's a lot of parents out there that smoke pot, but they tell their kids not to. Kids are like, well, my parents do it, it must be okay. So, you know, we kind of need to get our act together, and it's really easy. You know, letting kids know it now. Some kids are like, ooh, it's bad. You know, I want to have something that's bad. You know, but, you know, I learned early on that, you know, alcohol was bad, and stay away from that. And so I didn't, you know, always drink it. I, you know, even if I would have a little bit, I'm like, okay, well, it's bad. So what foods should we recommend to kids? Well, avocados, fatty fish. They say six foods that have been found to keep the heart healthy is fatty fish, avocados, edamames, the edamame, right? Walnuts, dark chocolate, and garlic. Now, I know dark chocolate, I'm all over that. I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But the problem is it's not the dark chocolate that Hershey's does. It's, you know, it's going to be, you know how Ghirardelli has those 80% cocos and it's bitter as heck? It would be bitter chocolate. Now, that is a trick where you give your kids, if they are going to get chocolate, the bitterest of chocolate. You know? And then if they're going to eat chocolate, they kind of get a taste for, oh, that stuff is too creamy. You know, it's interesting. Europeans think Americans over sugar our foods. And some of our cakes and pastries are too sugary. So if you go to Europe, they're, you know, pastries or their treats, they're yummy, but you're like, okay, I've had better in America. Well, because America adds a whole bunch of crap to the food. And so you might not like, although the croissants are amazing in France. I mean, they French really know how to make a croissant. They're like, I could eat croissants all day long in France. But, you know, when you eat a lot of the pastries, you're like, okay, this is good, but it's not very sweet. Well, it's because we over-add sugar in America. We want to sell the product, so we over-add sugar. Yet the Europeans' taste buds, these stores don't have to over-sugar the food because most Europeans aren't, you know, trained to want that. Well, our kids are trained early on because they're eating Captain Crunch for breakfast, or they're eating Lucky Charms, or they're eating sugary food, Cocoa Krispies. So from early on, we've already gotten them addicted. So with your kids, get them to be used to more, you know, non-good-tasting food. You know, one of the reasons why I'm not a coffee drinker is when I was little, and this was, we were living in California, so I must have been about 3 years old, and my mom was drinking coffee. And I started to throw a fit. I really wanted to try some coffee. I thought I was a grown-up, being 3 years old. I wanted to be like mommy. I loved my mommy. And that was at the time when I did. I went back and forth with, you know, loving of the parents. But when I was three, I wanted to do what mommy did. And if mommy had coffee, I want to have coffee. So my mom's like, all right. And she always drank coffee black. So it didn't have the milk, didn't have the sugar. So she let me taste the coffee. It was the most awful, most disgusting tasting drink I had ever drunk. And I was done. I really never liked coffee after that. And I know you can acquire a taste. And I tried to force myself to drink coffee in training, you know, so I could stay awake for 36 hours. But that did the trick. I didn't like it. It was disgusting. So, you know, I think this problem is really, really easy to fix. But, you know, my kids, yeah, they had pizza, mac and cheese, chicken fingers, fried chicken. I haven't been the best, you know, as a mom when it comes to this. But nuts, the big scoop or the big now push that you're going to see like in 2020 is everybody eating nuts. Whether one of your meals is nuts, whether it's, you know, you sprinkle nuts on your food, you stick nuts in your meat, I don't know. But now adding nuts and not these sugary, crusted, pecaned, you know, like those yummy walnuts that are all sugarly caramelized, none of that. We're talking like real hard nuts. A handful of nuts is going to probably be, I think I've even seen articles saying it helps you lose weight and all that other stuff. Whether it does or not, nuts fill you up. Nuts give you good oils. They give you protein. And they give you energy. So that's going to be the next big push. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about the Joker movie. Don't worry, no spoilers. And what's a psychopath? 1-877-DOC-FELLIX.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.